This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, we are, in fact, going to war. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network on my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, here in Las Vegas. Great to be back for day number two off a great vacation in Park City, Utah. Another big day, another big commentary that'll be in Sunday's Las Vegas Review Journal. I want to read it to you now and open the show with it. Very proud of it. Trump's reelection is life and death. Trump's reelection is life and death. Santa's famous for making a list and checking it twice. I know, it's not Christmas yet, but it's time for President Trump to play Santa and create two lists. These lists are literally the difference between life and death. If President Trump and the GOP keep announcing these lists week after week, if he keeps tweeting out these lists week after week and sending press releases to the media week after week and going on the road and giving speeches week after week and keeping these lists in the media, in the limelight, in the headlines for now through the 2020 election, Trump wins in a romp. But first, an update on the Trump economy. New numbers out today, Friday. A record 157,288,000 Americans were employed in July. All-time record in the history of America. Bravo. Thank you, President Trump. Black unemployment hits an all-time high of 19,481,000 employed. Thank you, President Trump. Manufacturing added 16,000 jobs last month, the most since January. Thank you, President Trump. And maybe what I consider the most important stat, the number of Americans working part-time for economic reasons, meaning they have to, they have no choice, so they need multiple jobs. That number plunged by 363,000 in 1 month to 3.9 million, the lowest number since April of 2006. Think of the significance of that number. Obama got elected in 2009. Or started taking office in 2009. The election was in 2008, and Obama took office in 2009. And so the last time we had this few people with part-time jobs was 2006, before Obama became president. Donald Trump has even defeated the crappy part-time job Obama economy. More proof why we must keep the economy in the hands of an adult businessman versus extremist, radical, politically correct snowflakes with no concept of money. No, economies don't run on social justice or green energy. And no, economic growth is not made up of welfare, food stamps, disability, and unemployment checks. These latest economic numbers prove it's not just important to reelect President Trump, but life or death important. So I've named these two lists after life and death. List number one is the life list. That's simple, right? Just look at the listing of businesses that have prospered under President Trump. It's not Trump's tweets that matter. It's your pocketbook. Trump has brought life to the U.S. economy. So I've named it the Life List. In my wonderful hometown newspaper, the Las Vegas Review Journal, we already have this list. But it's in a tiny box in the back of the business section on Fridays. It's called the Bottom Line. And inside that box are stocks of significance to the local Vegas economy. And there are 21 stocks listed. This is what matters in life if you want a job, higher wages, and a higher quality of life. If that's more important to you than social justice and green energy, you better study the life list. In the case of Vegas, 16 of the 21 public companies listed are up for the year. Not just up, but booming. booming. Wynn is up by 24.3%. Caesars up by 73.8%. Las Vegas Sands up 13%. MGM Resorts up 21.2%. Switch is up 93.9%. Barrick Gold up 43%. Allegiant Travel, the parent company of Allegiant Airlines, up 47.8%. Boyd Gaming up 24.4%. Every Holdings, which has slot machine companies, up 133.6%. Howard Hughes up 35.2%. These are eye-opening numbers, life and death numbers. This should be front page news, not a box in the back of the business section that no one reads. These are the companies that make up the Vegas economy, and they're soaring. These are the companies that create jobs. If these companies are booming, jobs are plentiful, and everyone is getting raises and bonuses. And because these employees are in a good mood, they're out spending in the local Vegas economy, and that makes small business boom too. What happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas. This booming economy is happening everywhere. The Life List should be front page news in every city in America. Trump's brilliant economic policies are uplifting your quality of life. Now, here's the second list. I call it the death list. First one was the life list. Second one was the death list. Trump needs to issue a scorecard each week listing the number of murderers, in 100% Democrat-controlled cities. Voters need to see the carnage every week right in front of them. No one can argue with facts staring them in the face week after week. Let's see the murder count updated each week in Baltimore, Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, New Orleans, Newark, Camden, East St. Louis, New York, Philadelphia, Los Angeles. Violent crime and murder are out of control in Democrat-controlled cities. When voters see the unimaginable murder counts week after week and understand what Democrat politicians and Democrat policies have done to these cities, they will get physically sick. The difference between Trump's booming economy and the poverty, misery, and murder count in Democrat cities is literally life and death. Because your financial and physical life may literally depend on reelecting President Donald J. Trump. Here's my commentary. Trump's reelection is life and death, literally. The life list and the death list. Pretty cool, huh? All right. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, USA Radio Network, Newsmax TV, in hour number three. I also, you know, before I get to all the real political stories, I want to give you a sports story that I think is one of the most important stories in the country, because Wayne Root, my background, was sports long before I got into politics, right? Sports handicapping, sports gambling, and even before that, I was just a sports anchorman and sports host on CNBC, in those days called Financial News Network, or the precursor to CNBC, 1989-90-91. I was the lead anchor. I replaced the lead anchor, Todd Donahoe, and became the lead anchor at CNBC FNN Sports. And I hosted five shows. I think I know a thing or two about sports on TV. All the people who watch sports on TV are guys. And those guys are overwhelmingly Republican and conservative. There's almost no liberals watching sports. Liberal women were the most liberal, revolting liberal people in the world. Liberal feminist women and gay men, their life isn't about sports. And most straight men, their life isn't about sports. Straight men who are liberal, their life isn't about sports. But you show me a guy who played high school football, you show me a cop, you show me a fireman, you show me a butcher, baker, candlestick maker, you show me a college graduate, male, white, middle class and above, I'll show you a sports fan who lives and dies for March Madness, lives and dies for the NBA Finals, lives and dies for NFL football, lives and dies for college football, sometimes lives and dies for baseball. That's who sports is about. Sports is about your typical Trump voter. So ESPN committed suicide when they started talking sports. And all the people at ESPN, just like all the people at every other TV network, just like all the people at MSNBC and CNN and PBS and ABC, NBC, CBS, and all the people at the LA Times and the Washington Post and the whole newspaper business, they're all liberals. They're all commies. They're all completely biased, and they're afraid they'll lose their jobs if they ever see anything that is not politically correct. So ESPN is just as bad as MSNBC. And suddenly a new guy comes along. They fire the old guy. And a new guy comes along to run ESPN, and he says, new rule, no more politics. He doesn't say discuss conservative politics. He says, no politics of any kind. I'm banning political talk. If it doesn't have to do with sports, you cannot talk about it. And suddenly, ESPN's ratings are surging again. And let me tell you something, folks, it's no coincidence. No coincidence at all. Sticking to sports, ESPN ratings soar as the network abandons politics. Cable sports network ESPN has increased viewership by 18% since its decision to go back to sports and leave politics behind. Brilliant, brilliant decision. We'll get into it more in coming segments, but that's the way it's supposed to be. I have argued from day one, it's okay to be a conservative if most of your viewers are conservative. You can throw in a comment now and then, but if most of your viewers are conservative, you can't be liberal and say nasty things about Trump and make believe it's not going to hurt your ratings. You either say something nice about Trump or you shut up and you say nothing. But you can't have a liberal sports network because you won't have any fans. All the people who like sports are white, middle-class Trump voters. That's who likes football. And you go, wait, not all sports is football. You're right. There's also March Madness and a little bit of baseball, a little bit of NBA, a little bit of hockey. I get it. A little bit of soccer here or there. A little bit of golf, a little bit of tennis. But 90% of sports ratings are about football. And football is macho, male, testosterone-driven white guys who love Donald Trump. And you can't get away from that. You're all fools if you try and get away from that. You're lying. You're deluding yourself. It's a totally Republican ballgame. So you can't be in the sports business and say nasty things about Donald Trump and Republican voters and conservatives. And you can't give out your opinions, which are so liberal they make the rest of us want to vomit. Other news, well, I talked about it in my commentary, a record 157,288,000 employed in July in the history of America, the most people ever working. Trump economy continues to make gains, black employment at record level, and 16,000 new manufacturing jobs, told you about that. Pollster Frank Luntz, a Democrat, watching the Democratic debates that I've been following this since 1992, and I've never heard candidates this extreme, this hostile to economic freedom. And when we get back, we'll talk about Trump and the China tariffs. Steve Bannon says Trump tariffs put China on notice. They can no longer game the system. It's going to be short-term pain, but it is going to be long-term nirvana. Trump is going to explode the American economy and explode the stock market and explode real estate as soon as we wrap this up and win the trade battle with China. And we will win, mark my words. Trump creates the greatest economy ever. Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn-Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, Noble and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, this is war. Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea, in the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor, in the country I call Trump Land. Let's go to war. I'm on the warpath, as usual. So much going on. I want to tell you, first of all, about my favorite station in the country. And I am prejudiced, because my flagship station is where it all begins. It's 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. Here in Las Vegas, the greatest city in the world. There has to be a reason 45 million people a year choose to come to Las Vegas. And we're a tiny city. The only places in the world that are bigger than us with tourists are like a New York and a Paris and a London. I mean, those are cities with 10 million people in them, and we've got a little tiny Vegas, and yet 45 million people come. It's the entertainment and the tourist and the convention and the show capital of the world. An amazing place. KBET is owned and operated by Edward Stoltz. Gave me my shot in radio, first guy to do it. He is a brilliant visionary. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg, also a visionary, a man who gave me my shot in syndicated radio nationwide. It's the Ed and Fred Show. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. 833-WAR-TALK, numerically 833-927-8255. Free from anywhere, 833-WAR-TALK. My website's RootForAmerica.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com is how you reach me. Love hearing from you. And Twitter handle is @Real, R-E-A-L, @Real Wayne Root. I was telling you about the black unemployment. The black employment, 19,481,000 in July. A record level in the history of America, the highest number ever recorded since tallying the data since 1972. National unemployment rate held at 3.7%. Unemployment rate for blacks held at 6%, which is the closest to the near record low of 5.9% in May of 2018 under President Barack Obama. Even Nancy Pelosi complimenting the economy. The July jobs report shows some encouraging news, she said. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat, California, said in a statement on Friday, the July employment report published by the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows some encouraging news. Of course she had to put, but for families across the nation working multiple jobs and struggling to make ends meet, that all happened under Obama, you witch, you idiot, you delusional dupe. The cost of living has surged. Wages have stagnated. Not true. Wages have done very well under Trump. Horrible under Obama. And the GOP's disastrous special interest agenda has left them behind while Republicans explore handing bigger tax breaks to billionaires. All right, so a bunch of BS, but in the end, she had to admit the July jobs report shows encouraging news. That's like a Jewish deli owner saying, that's a nice sandwich. You know it's a great sandwich. Steve Bannon says Trump's tariffs put China on notice that they can no longer game the system. And I always respect Steve Bannon. He's not perfect. Sometimes I've criticized him. But he is a brilliant, brilliant guy and a visionary. And he was the original, strategist for Donald Trump. And I always value what he has to say. So I wanted to get into this a little bit. Former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon says that President Trump's new China tariff threat is a clear message. Beijing can no longer game the system. He was on CNBC. He said it's pretty remarkable how the Chinese have tried to game the system. They're used to American leaders buckling under this false concept of engagement. Trump announced yesterday U.S. would impose a 10% tariff on an additional $300 billion of Chinese imports. Days after negotiators in both countries met for trade talks, later in the day, Trump told White House reporters he's mulling a 25% tariff or more. It can be lifted in stages. So we're starting at 10. It can be lifted up to well beyond 25%. But we're not looking to do that. Bannon said if the new tariffs hit on September 1, it would cross a psychological barrier in China and would be a new day for Chinese imports. That said, Trump is willing to shelve the tariffs if China takes positive action. Don't forget, this is exactly what Trump did to Mexico. He said there's a new tariff going in, 10%, then 20, then 30, then 40. We're going to cripple your economy over 4 months, but you got a week to act. And in that week, they came to a deal, an agreement, came back to the table, they agreed, and there was no tariff on Mexico. So it tells me this is going to happen all over again. China's in so much trouble, and there will be a revolution in the streets, a bloody revolution, if Trump kills the economy in China. They will overthrow the communist government. The communist government knows that. We've got them, and Trump's got them. America's got them right where we want them. Finally, someone fighting for American workers. Short-term pain, but man, there's going to be long-term gain.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says Congressman John Ratcliffe of Texas was treated very unfairly by the media.
But in the case of John, I really believe that he was being treated very harshly and very unfairly.
The president speaking outside the White House after a decision was made not to nominate Congressman Ratcliffe to be the next director of national intelligence. Now, as to if Republicans would have supported Ratcliffe, the president believes so.
Tell you what, I think he would have had very good support. The Republicans loved John Ratcliffe, and I think he would have had very good support. Now, he wasn't in that world that much.
Investigators say the exact motive behind the Gilroy Garlic Festival shooting in Northern California may never be known. FBI profilers are continuing to comb through electronic devices and social media postings. They've also concluded that the 19-year-old acted alone when he opened fire last Sunday, killing three people. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is Truck Oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, that's funny. Rick Scott, United States Senator, Florida. He tells the Democrats, why don't you hold your next debate in Caracas, Venezuela? That's really funny. I like that. I love senators who have a sense of humor. Very funny. And very true. Very true. Speaking of asylum, the entire Democratic presidential field needs to go to a mental asylum. What a bunch of nutcases. All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show is My Doctor Suggests. If you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, colds, flu, brain fog, leaky gut syndrome, hoarse voice, like I have problems with my voice, I make a living with my voice. I can't afford to miss TV or radio because I'm hoarse, because I have no voice. And my life was saved by my doctor suggests. No cold in 3.5 years, no brain fog anymore, ever, no leaky gut syndrome, ever. Never missed a minute on the air due to a hoarse voice. Just thank you, My Doctor Suggests. They sell alkaline structured silver products that destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming our good bacteria. It's great stuff, and I get more letters about it than any other product I've ever talked about on this show. People by the hundreds send me emails and go, love your show and love My Doctor Suggests, love their silver products. So that's very cool. 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868. Use the promo code ROOT, my last name, R-O-O-T, and save 20% on your order. Or just go online to mydoctorsuggests.com/ROOT and type in promo code ROOT, and you save your 20% there as well. So either 866-660-9868 toll-free or mydoctorsuggests.com/ROOT. Either way, promo code ROOT, get 20% off great products. Especially, number one thing is brain fog. I'm telling you, I don't get sleep anymore. I don't know why it is. I can't explain the difference in my life. But I'm going to bed every night now at like 12:30, 1 o'clock, sometimes 1:30, and I still get up at 6:30. So, I mean, I'm not getting much sleep. And yet, when I wake up, I'm sharp as a laser-guided missile. I have no brain fog of any kind. It used to take me to like 12 noon for the fog to wear off. And now I'm perfect from the moment I wake up. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. Great stuff. All right, we've got a guest, Hans von Spakovsky. Am I pronouncing that right, Hans?
You are. You got it right.
I really got this down, man. Spakovsky, Hans von Spakovsky, he's a legal expert, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. And Wayne Root's idea was my idea. There's no question. There's no one that can debate me on this. I'm the guy who wrote the newspaper column and had my buddy hand it to Trump at Mar-a-Lago that said you've got to go over Congress's head, you've got to declare a national emergency, you've got to use executive order or executive action, and I got to ask you, Hans, I don't even know the difference between those two, but you got to use one of those two to declare you're going to take the money from the military budget to build the wall, and within days of handing it to Trump, and he swore he'd read it because he loves Wayne Root. That was a quote. I love everything Wayne Root writes. I promise you I'll read it. Within days, he started threatening, this is what I'm going to do if Congress doesn't do it. And then he did it, and I said in the article, let the Supreme Court decide if I'm right or not, and I think the Supreme Court will decide I'm right. And sure enough, they did.
Yeah, they did. And what he did was, look, there's actually a federal statute that lays out how a president can declare a national emergency. And he did that in an executive order. I mean, it's not really an order, but it's basically a declaration of a national emergency that he signed. And then he specifically said, I'm going to use military construction funds that have already been appropriated. So he doesn't have to ask Congress for money. This was already in the budget for the Defense Department. And the specific statute, the federal statute that governs those military construction funds, say that if the president declares a national emergency, he could use it basically for whatever purposes he wants. So he was acting perfectly within federal law. That didn't stop a left-wing federal judge from issuing an injunction saying, oh, no, you can't do that. But as you know, last Friday, the Justice Department had appealed that injunction to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court issued a 5-4 decision on Friday. And remember, the justices are out of town. They're all on their summer vacation. But they issued an order lifting the injunction while the case is going on, and basically that lets the president go ahead.
All right, so let me ask you something else. You're the legal expert. All I am is a guy who was pre-law at Columbia University and then went on to become a businessman, not a lawyer. So I didn't go to law school, but I just assumed that you have to go over Congress's head and issue some sort of an executive order and take the money from the military budget. I think I turned out to be pretty damn smart. Now I've got a new one. Okay, I've been writing about this for months. The second thing he's got to do is you've got to stop illegals from voting, and I believe millions of them are voting. They all have driver's licenses, and there's no voter ID, and anybody can vote. And I'm telling you, millions are voting, and Trump would have won the popular vote if it wasn't for illegals voting in California. So I've told President Trump, you've got to use the same power as executive order to call for a national, for federal elections, voter ID, government-issued photo ID for federal elections starting in 2020, and let the Supreme Court decide if you had the right to do that. I just want to get your legal opinion. Does he have a leg to stand on? Does Wayne Root have a leg to stand on?
Unfortunately, Wayne, on that one, the president can't do that through an executive order. That actually would require a law passed by Congress to do it. But let me tell you what he can do, and that is he needs to do. I mean, this is a tough problem, but there are a couple of things he can do. First of all, he needs to tell the Department of Homeland Security, "I want you to make your database." Your database that lists all the non-citizens who are in the country legally and all non-citizens who are in the country illegally who've been arrested. So you got a record of them at DHS. You need to share that database with state election officials so they can check those names against their registered voters in order to find non-citizens who've illegally registered to vote. Now, states like California aren't going to cooperate.
Right.
But here's something else that they could do that would hopefully scare non-citizens off the rolls. Look, in every state in the country, including places like California, the federal courts, federal U.S. attorneys, when they're prosecuting cases, what do? They call up citizens of those states to be on federal juries, right?
Right.
So where do you think the U.S. attorneys get the names of people to call for juries? They get them from state voter registration lists. What they need to do is a certain percentage of those folks are excused from jury duty because they are not U.S. citizens. The U.S. attorneys ought to be prosecuting. They've never prosecuted those folks for being non-citizens and yet being registered to vote. Every U.S. attorney all over the country ought to be getting that information and prosecuting. Imagine the publicity we would get if all of a sudden alien who had illegally registered to vote were being prosecuted in every U.S. attorney's office all over the country. That would get a heck of a lot of PR. And you know what it would do is it would scare non-citizens who haven't yet been detected but who are registered into calling up local election officials and saying, you need to take me off the roll.
Right. I mean, I just don't know if any of this stuff's going to happen. You and I have great ideas, creative ideas, but you don't know if any of it's going to happen. I just don't see any of it happening in states that are led by a Democrat governor or a Democrat secretary of state. They're not going to carry any of this out, right?
Well, that's right. But the U.S. attorneys in places like California, those are all Republican appointees under President Trump, so they can do it. But no, California very clearly wants. Yeah, I mean, all you have to do is look at the kind of rules, regulations they've put in, the automatic voter registration they've now put in California at the same time that they provide a driver's license to illegal aliens, to see that they want aliens registering and voting because they think it helps them politically.
Of course it does. All right. Trump's tax returns. A judge's ruling today, a federal judge ruled New York State should not turn over his tax returns to the federal governor, cannot turn them over. Where do you think this is all going to end up?
It's going to end up in the courts. What's worse is that, you know, California, the governor Newsom out there, they just signed a bill that says that 98 days before their presidential primary, all all presidential candidates have to turn over 5 years' worth of tax returns. Otherwise, they can't be on the ballot. That law is unconstitutional under prior Supreme Court precedent. California doesn't have the right to do that. And it's very clear that the Trump campaign and probably others are going to have to sue California to prevent that law from going in. By the way, that's something that not only the Republican Party, but, for example, the Libertarian Party, the Green Party, all those parties ought to sue, because all of them ought to realize that that is a unconstitutional requirement that the state government cannot put in.
Well, it's also a mental illness. I was thinking about this just the other day. I was on vacation in Park City, and I was taking a hike in the middle of the beautiful mountains in Sundance, Utah, and this thought came to my brain. I don't know why I never thought of it before. I thought, can you imagine how mentally ill liberals have to be? Because they are so obsessed with Trump's tax return, but it doesn't bother them that all 20-plus candidates running for the Democratic nomination would raise their taxes. Why would I care about Trump's tax return when he's cut my taxes so I have more money to live a better life? And you idiots care so much about Trump's taxes that you don't even mind that some idiot's going to come along, some commie, and steal more of your money and raise your taxes. How dumb do you have to be? My God, idiots. Hey, Hans, can you hang with me for the break? I want to talk about the impeachment process and the whole next. I'm going to leave the whole next segment for you to give us details on what the Democrats are going to have to try to do to impeach Trump, and how hopefully you're going to tell me there's no way to get away with this. But don't leave me in suspense. Don't tell us right now, all right? So hang in there. And let's talk about the impeachment process when we get back with Hans von Spakovsky of the Heritage Foundation. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Got a great guest with us talking about some legal issues. Before I get to him, I want to remind everybody that Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty Health Share is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. In other words, it's Christian health sharing. And you go, wow, who wants to do that? I'd rather have health insurance, you know? No, I used to have health insurance with Aetna, and it cost me $2,000 a month, and they took care of nothing. They paid nothing. They had excuses for everything. My deductible was so large, they never paid a thing. I switched to these guys. My costs are under $500 a month, and they pay for everything. They are the greatest. This is an example of private industry, right? Private sector. Government sucks, and big corporations suck. Little Liberty HealthShare takes care of everything for me, and they have been a joy. I saved $54,000 in premiums over the last 3 years, and they've taken care of every doctor visit. They've taken care of a big emergency dental bill, and then they took care of my kidney stones. First time I've been in a hospital and had surgery in my entire life, and other than a small deductible, they took care of the entire bill, the surgeon, the anesthesiologist, the doctors, everybody. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. I love you. How's that for a testimonial? 855-58-LIBERTY. Doesn't get any better than that. 855-58-LIBERTY or 855-585-4237 or lightyourliberty.com. Liberty HealthShare, thanks for sponsoring the show. Our guest is Hans von Spakovsky. He is a legal expert and senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. And we want to talk a little bit about the impeachment process. You just wrote an actual story about this. So this is one of your areas that you've done some major expertise, some studying on. And we want to get your opinions on it. So can they impeach Trump? I would say the odds are slim to none. But if they do it, there's no way he gets convicted in the Senate.
No, that's right. I mean, they shouldn't. And the reason they shouldn't is, look, the paper that we wrote basically goes into why did the framers put the impeachment clause into the Constitution, what did it mean, and what are the standards for it? And, look, the standards for it is This was intended to be able to remove a federal officer who is engaged in serious misconduct, serious wrongdoing. It wasn't put in there so that members of Congress who don't like the outcome of an election can basically overrule the majority vote of the American public, or because they don't like the personality, character, or policies of the president. That's not why the impeachment clause is in there. And so far, you know, the Democrats have been pushing this. They haven't come up with any serious misconduct by the president, any high crimes or misdemeanors. That's the exact phrasing. Now, it only takes a majority vote in the House to pass a resolution of impeachment. A lot of folks are confused by that and don't understand that if the House passes that, that's just a list of unproven charges made by the House. It then goes over to the Senate under the Constitution, and if the Senate holds a trial of, for example, the president, it takes a two-thirds vote of the senators to convict. But the Constitution doesn't require the Senate to hold a trial. The Senate can ignore a resolution of impeachment that comes over from the House if they want to. And first of all, even if they held a trial, Wayne, you and I both know there's no way that they could get a two-thirds vote. The Republicans would not agree to convict the president. But second, do we really think that Senator McConnell would even agree to hold a trial if they send over a resolution that doesn't actually list any serious misdeeds by the president? I don't think so.
Right. I mean, it's like, 'cause you see, in the history of America, what are the charges against presidents that were serious, right? Nixon and was it Andrew Jackson? Who else was the impeachment proceeding?
Well, there's only been two presidents impeached in American history. Andrew Johnson, who was the vice president who took over after Abraham Lincoln was assassinated, and, of course, Bill Clinton. In both cases, the Senate held a trial, and they were both not convicted. Richard Nixon wasn't actually impeached. He resigned after the House Judiciary Committee recommended that the House vote articles of impeachment. But look, the Andrew Johnson case actually presents a good example of how Congress should not act, and the parallel between what's going on today is actually kind of amazing. Andrew Johnson wasn't impeached because he engaged in any misdeeds. He was impeached by Republicans who wanted to treat the South as harshly as possible, and he didn't want to do that. That's why they impeached him, because they didn't like his policies and they didn't like him personally.
But he was convicted. It wasn't just an impeachment. He was convicted in the Senate?
No, he was not convicted.
Ah, okay. All right. So who was convicted in the Senate in the history of the United States?
We've only had federal judges convicted in the Senate. We've had less than a dozen of them in the entire history of the U.S. And they've been convicted because they have engaged in serious crimes like bribery. And
yes, right.
That.
I know there was one in Vegas. I know. All right, we got to run. Hans von Spakovsky, thank you for the facts and the details and the real deal. Thank you, Hans, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bro.